I love the harmony of good gospel singing. I guess that's because when I was in high school, my mother sang in a gospel quartet, for which I played the piano. So when I heard that a church in my community was going to have a sing-along of gospel songs, accompanied by dueling pianos, I grabbed a friend and rushed over. There were two grand pianos, each with its own pianist. The dueling part was about one pianist playing up and down the keyboard while the other one emphasized the melody. Of course, it wasn't dueling in the sense as we normally think of it, but each pianist definitely had their own picture of how the song should be played. Recently, I taught a class on how the mind can get fixated on a mental picture of how something should turn out. As I prepared the class, the dueling pianist came to mind. They both played each song well, but they played it in their own way. How often do people do that? They seemingly join their mental pictures, but really each is just doing their own thing. In the class, I recommended the possibility of both people agreeing to put all their picture pieces on the table to see which ones fit best with the subject. In the end, neither person would do their own thing, but instead, they would do together the hour thing. This means both people would be performing together rather than performing individually. The dueling part of picture joining usually happens in the upfront discussion. This is when the emotion that backs each piece of the picture comes to the surface. If you feel as if you're having to give up something, picture joining will never happen. So to move past trying to defend your picture to sharing pieces of it, you must understand that you're gaining more than you're losing. It is sort of like cleaning out your closet to add new clothes. It stops the dueling and creates the unity. Once you get past the emotional attachment phase of joining, you will need to be open as to which of all the pieces laid out will best fit together to enhance the subject of the group or the two or however many is involved. If there is an unused piece that you still hold as valuable, hold on to it for later. A need will come up where you can use it. Think of this process as a smorgasbord of possibilities from which to choose, and what isn't used, you can save for later, and the opportunity for using later will come up. Now, when I encounter someone who wants to play out a scene separately rather than join, I realize that we can still play the same song in different ways. However, I'm always a bit disappointed when we aren't able to put some of our emotional attachments aside in order to create a harmony in our picture. So, if this harmony or unity is a theme in your relationship pictures, put some of these tools to use. While dueling separately, what seems to be in harmony because you're each happy with your own picture doing your own thing, that can be fun. Joining mental pictures with another human being is a step beyond that. It's both exhilarating and expansive. Do you have any questions or comments?
So if my picture is what everybody wants. I really think it's what everybody wants. And I move ahead with it thinking that it's what everybody wants. And then somebody else comes in and says, that's not what we want. How do I give up this perfect thing that I really think everybody wants, that is actually joined and harmonious, vetted?
Mm-hmm. Well, when you see that your picture is what is important rather than joining with another person, then the subject is the rightness of your picture. So what you have to come to, and then you will just be dueling with your two separate pictures. You may both be perfectly in harmony with your own self around that picture. It's true for you, but it doesn't come together. And so the coming together happens only when you are able to say, this is not about my picture or your picture. It's about how can we form a picture together.
Here's an example. I found a landline phone that I thought would be great to use at the Wednesday night meditations so that the folks that meditate in the other location can hear your guided part. And previous to that, we'd been using a cell phone for that, and there had been problems with the folks at the other place hearing it. So I'm thinking, I've found a free phone, it's a landline, there won't be any cell phone problems, we can resolve this, I'll tell Jackie about it, I'll test it, which I did all these things. Tested it with the other location, everybody could hear it, developed a way to automatically set it to speakerphone.
Okay, now you don't need to convince me of your picture anymore.
Well, this is what I do.
Yes, you were convincing yourself how wonderful your picture was. And it wasn't that it wasn't a wonderful picture, and when you came to me, I agreed to give it a try. But you didn't take it to the person who had been providing the cell phone to say, this is a possibility.
I know. It's such a sticky wicket because you think it's such a good idea.
And you think you're helping the person.
I thought I was.
And totally being unselfish.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But to include everyone in the group, no one person's picture can dominate. Now, that doesn't mean that everybody gets their picture. It means mm-hmm. that you come together to see what the group needs instead of what do you feel the group needs.
Right. Right. That's the difference. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for those questions. I hope that helps everybody.
I hope so too.
And if they have more questions, they can contact me.
Yeah.